The Ministry of Social Development has revealed more than 60% of the money it has spent on settling historic abuse claims has gone on operational costs, legal aid and external legal fees. The Ministry told the Royal Commission into Abuse and Care it's received just over 4,000 claims and has resolved just under half of them. Our reporter Andrew McRae is at the Royal Commission hearing in Auckland.
Only about 23 of the $77 million spent on historic abuse claims has been paid in compensation to the 1,900 claimants who've settled with the Ministry of Social Development. Meanwhile, more than 2,000 claims remain unresolved, with about 40 new ones coming in each month. MSD Deputy Chief Executive for Policy Simon McPherson was asked if it's acceptable 54% of claims are still outstanding.
No, it's frustrating, obviously. The new process introduced in 2018 is actually intended to actually expedite dealing with claims and resolving more of them. I mean, it hasn't yet delivered on that result, but I think we're confident it will do.
He says money budgeted for the claims process has gone up and more could be expected.
But it reflects a significant commitment, I think, from the government to actually attempt to resolve claims and to resolve more of them. So it's still a reduction in the budget. It's for a three-year period, and it's quite possible to see that increased at the end of that period or during the period if we make good progress.
He says around $105 million is set aside for historic claims over the next 3 years. Figures up until October last year show 54% of claimants are Māori, 71% men and 28% women. Mr. McPherson says is a common theme among claimants.
That many claimants have low income, health or mental health difficulties, difficulties finding or attaining work, are transient, and some have been in prison at some point since leaving state care. Many claimants attribute the difficulties they have faced to their experiences as a child in state care.
He says the claims process, while managed by MSD, is robust and doesn't favour the ministry.
The job of the social workers in the claims team is to help resolve claims, not to, in a sense, try and cover things up or defend the department or its predecessors. Social workers also have professional obligations themselves that they, in terms of how they act. I don't think some sort of dumb law to the organisation would be some overriding driver here, but the organisation has not set the historic claims team up simply to protect the department.
It's known at least 200 children were physically and sexually abused while patients at the Lake Ellis Psychiatric Hospital in the 1970s. The Health Ministry was responsible for them at the time, but the Ministry's Chief Legal Advisor, Philip Knipe, admits they still don't have an accurate figure of the number who passed through the adolescent unit.
Cran's view is in terms of a lot has been taken or undertaken to enable people to come forward, and we continue to deal with new claims where they come in.
He agreed with counsel assisting the commission that while the Ministry of Health had a settlement process, accessing information on it's difficult, including no reference to it on the MOH website.
And as I acknowledge, in terms of material has been drafted, agree it hasn't been posted, but there are lots of other avenues by which it is brought to individuals' attention. So it's something we can improve, but I disagree with your statement that it's a gaping hole,
A hole
in the process. Yep.
Mr. Knipe says the Crown's strategy was to settle claims where there was a good evidential basis to do so. Claims wouldn't be settled simply because it was more economic to do so, and claims that couldn't be settled would be defended in court. For Checkpoint, Cor Andrew McRae, 10A.